Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at Folk on KBN.
Lacking a little energy? Did you feel it, Tro?
Yeah, I felt like I was more energetic.
I thought I said it with conviction.
No, you want a little bit more.
It's the faux.
It's the 414 Hour at Faux on Victory Monday. On KBN.
Like, who are you today?
I said it's the 414.
Yeah, no, you have less energy than that. You didn't do that.
Play it back. I don't know.
No, we're not going to replay your bad energy on a Victory Monday.
I want to hear myself.
4 Hour at 4. Of course you did. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nordman, Alex Stroff running the show. Or you're just distracted looking at Jamar Chase being suspended.
Who,
yeah, what's going on? You keep looking over my shoulder.
I was looking at myself.
Of course you were.
I wanted to see the energy I had.
800-990-3776. It's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. I think they both are running throughout the entire show now, which is great to have.
Oh, wow. Look at this.
Now, we've gone through this Victory Monday for 2 hours. And I want to know specifically from Kyle, do you feel better or do you feel worse than you did at the start of the show about the trajectory of this team?
Do I feel better or worse? I mean, I feel the same. Ain't nothing changed about the trajectory of this team, and that's the thing that I'm so upset about.
Is that good or bad? Yeah, is that good or bad?
That's a bad thing that we're through all these weeks of the
confused.
Season, and we still don't.
I'm confused, though.
What are you confused
because
about?
Because you said we're going to know who this team is after the Giants game. Last week, you kept saying that, and now we're after the Giants game, and you're not telling me other than you're confused.
They are.
I thought you were supposed to know who they are.
They are a team that has no identity whatsoever. They are a team that doesn't know how to be consistent week in and week out. They are a defense that is an elite defense, but sometimes they let the game dictate things. What's crazy about
it? Elite defenses let the game dictated.
This is what's crazy about it, is that if the defense isn't playing at an elite level as they allow for the Giants to score on the first drive of the game, like first time they've done that all season long, that the Packers defense allowed that to happen, and it came with Jameis Winston in the Giants. So what did the offense do? The offense said, well, I guess we need to make up for that. It just seems like there's this big yo-yo back and forth between, well, if the defense ain't going to step up, well, I guess we got to step up, or the offense ain't going to step up, so I guess we got to. Like, that is
I
the
feel
problem.
That.
Yeah, I
it's
feel that.
It's just yo-yoing up and down and never moving at the same pace up together, and that is the biggest frustration that we have had. That's why we have all these close games. Every single game has been close, minus a takeaway from the first 2 weeks of the season. Every game has been a nail biter.
Yeah, and sometimes even on special teams, it's like, oh, game winning kick opportunity, let's go special teams. Other times it's mixed extra points and missed opportunities. So this team has never fired on all cylinders yet. Now, you could look at that and say, on the positive note, just imagine what they could be if they do fire on all cylinders, but I think it points to more inconsistencies. So for me, am I feeling better or worse about this team? I'm feeling better in the sense that it feels good to get a win, and Jordan Love is playing good. Outside of that, though, the Jordan Love factor is if he can gear up to an MVP level, this team can make some noise, but I just think there's too many holes, there's too many issues, there's too many things that are just not fixable to make an actual championship run.
Now, why is the offensive line not fixable? Why they just suck, or what is it?
They're
I'm
playing
confused.
Out of position,
yes,
they're injured, and they're not good.
The interior
particularly.
They weren't injured 2 weeks ago.
We're looking at it right now. They had
a full complement of offensive line. They're literally the five guys that they were expecting, because they always wanted Jordan Morgan to start over Sean Wright. And so the guys that they wanted weren't playing well.
They never truly, even though they became healthy, they've had so many different combinations. They've never had the continuity for a long enough period of time to grow consistency for this offense.
And the middle of the offensive line is just playing so
poorly.
Aaron
Banks hadn't been good the entire year.
He has not been
good. You had mentioned Elgton Jenkins hadn't been good at center.
He has not been
good.
So
you have
Jordan Morgan's getting thrown around.
He got thrown around a couple times yesterday, too. I'm just like, dog, come
on. So we wonder, why can't we run the football? The interior of the offensive line. Why does Jordan Love seem like he can't step into throws all the time? Why is he running for his life? It generally comes from the inside. Very rarely is something coming off the edge on Zach Tom and Rashid Walker. It's the interior of the offensive line. And just to think at week 12, these guys will just be like, you know, we're just playing bad. Let's just play better.
Round pick at the right guard position, and a guy you just paid $70 million or maybe more. Was it 80?
No, it was like 60.
Well, regardless, they paid him a lot of money at that guard position. So at some point, it's like, okay, I'm not playing great, but he should have the ability in him to say, okay, let me find a way to get better. Like, he should be able to get better.
I think what's frustrating, too, is we even talk about the injuries.
Damn. 4 years, 72?
Yeah. 77 over 4 years.
Damn, 77!
Only $27 million guaranteed.
I think what's frustrating is Goody made it a point after the playoff game in Philadelphia.
Never again
will we get decimated via like depth at the O-line or be outplayed with our starting five at the O-line. So the frustrating thing is like this was the fix. That like they really don't have much
depth. Well, that's
depth.
The thing. They did try to.
They
fix
tried.
It.
They tried.
The plan hasn't worked thus far.
So far.
But it's hard to see.
But Jordan
path.
Love's playing great. So that I do love.
Again, as you guys were talking, as I'm asking you, do you feel better or worse? I feel better, but the only reason why is because of Jordan Love.
Yeah.
And the scary part is with how all these other things are lining up, is it sustainable without Tucker Kraft and with the drops that you saw in a, against a bad team for us to put it on Jordan Love the entire rest of the way? That's a scary proposition. Can he do it? Well, he kind of did with young wide receivers that, you know, we're all still kind of around now in 2023. So, yeah, man. I mean, there's some hope. Let's go to Mo in Illinois, 800-990-3776. I know that Mo is from Illinois, but he is a Packer fan. We've had too many of those.
That was a missed opportunity by you. I know that Mo is from Illinois.
No. I'm glad that you.
That was bad.
Mo, you're up after that horrible job I strove.
Mo knows.
It's okay. I have a quick question before my comment, if that's okay. And the question's for you, Ben, because I keep hearing you talk about, like, you know, how Jordan Love played yesterday, and rightfully so, he looked amazing. But, Ben, and maybe the rest of the guys, are you guys confident that Jordan Love can play the way he did yesterday for the remaining games during the season? Do you like think he could be consistent enough to do that?
Well, that's kind of what I was hitting at before I took like the call. Is I'm worried about what Brad had discussed on the offensive line, losing Tucker Kraft and relying on like a hodgepodge of guys right now. And when you're again, what we were joking about, a rolled ankle away from Bo Melton playing cornerback. He literally played offense on no practice snaps 2 weeks ago and then took some practice snaps. And it's just, there's too much out
there
for me to say, I believe that he can do it on a consistent basis because I think that's unfair to him, even though he's capable of it. And he's shown that. And your comment, Mo.
Yeah. So to answer that question, I'm not confident enough in Jordan Love to do that for the rest of the season because of what you just mentioned, Ben, with like, you know, too many holes on this team. I think in crunch time when we need a play, right, who could this offense turn to make that play undoubtedly? Right now, I can't say anybody confidently.
Christian Watson made two very good catches and has been pretty consistent after.
Ben, come on. Do you think Christian Watson is going to do that every single game, the remaining of the season? Do you think he's going to do that?
Well, I mean, look, who has been doing it every single game in for the Green? It's just not how their offense works. It's a different guy. It goes through progressions and the next guy opens. So I can't say that. Of course not. But since he's come back, he's been impressive.
Yeah. So I agree with you, but that's my point. Offensively, I don't think we have that playmaker in crunch time. And then defensively, I think we just make our offenses look great. We made Jameis Brady look like an all-pro player yesterday. And that was disheartening after making Hurts look horrible last.
You cutting him off?
Well,
Jameis Brady.
I will say the playmaker, Watson's the right answer. The problem is he's a three-game sample size.
He's wrong at the end there. Like, there were four different times that the Packers could have picked off Jameis. They didn't make him look like Jameis Brady.
Did he
make throws when he had time and did the pressure to him? Yes, yep. I thought he played a good game. But he's also Jameis Winston. He's going to do the thing that he did at the end.
Well, the Green Bay Packers, and a big thing about this defense.
And thanks for the call, Mo. And
yesterday, is that shows the importance of getting turnovers. Turnovers, granted, it came at the end of the game, but what did it do? It basically put the ball game away. And then you had the strip sack as well. Again, when you're able to force turnovers and capitalize on that, this would have been a completely different ball game if the Green Bay Packers capitalized on two of the four that they dropped. Like, it's a completely different football game. And I mean, and those were in the chest. CV had two of them that just went through his hands, right? Keyshawn mixed one. So those changed football games, but overall for this football team.
Do I have to add to the drop count for the incompletions for Love and just do an overall Green Bay like drop count with cornerbacks?
Yeah, drops the defense too.
It wasn't great. But
what was the total there? Nine?
Well, it was nine total.
Nine officially?
Yeah, offense and defense combined.
Dang.
But the thing is I do believe Jordan Love can definitely win these football games for the Green Bay Packers. There's nothing that he has shown me that has not allowed for me to say I'm not confident in him. Granted, the Cleveland game, I was in Europe, so I was watching the play-by-play. I didn't get to see exactly how he looked on the football field. Sounds like he didn't play at an exceptionally high level throughout that entire football game. But overall, I have, even in the game against the Carolina Panthers, it just felt like the offense couldn't find the rhythm. But I believed in Jordan Love, and he was able to, again, get the team in a position where they were able to tie the football game. They just couldn't win the game.
Well, even in that Carolina Panther game, I mean, they got to the red zone five times.
They couldn't,
five times,
it was.
They scored once or twice, whatever it was.
I don't think they scored a single touchdown.
So
one of five.
Josh Jacobs.
I think to answer his question, can Jordan Love do it? It's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask with the whole team on your back every single. Will
probability?
He? And especially during the playoffs, I think it's another hard thing too, right? Where Jordan Love could be playing his best, but if you've got another team, particularly in the playoff, that's a really good team, that's not the New York Giants, even Jordan Love's greatness is going to be hard to have enough to get a victory.
But Brad, there hasn't been a game on the schedule yet where they have not been in it. So that's my whole point.
Fair.
Is you're talking
that's
about
fair.
How you know a game
playoffs
that Jordan
are
Love,
different.
Playoffs.
The strength of your team matters in the playoffs. And the big thing, Brad, when you look at playoff contenders, how do playoff teams make it far? Where do they have to win?
Great defense, line of scrimmage. Really, line of scrimmage is the big one. If you win the line of scrimmage,
and we're talking about a
bad
O-line for the Green Bay Packers and a defense that literally, if you don't get Micah Parsons to get pressures, you're relying on guys.
The closest to a playoff game the Green Bay Packers have played this season, because week one doesn't count. Everybody's new. But last week against the Philadelphia Eagles, that is as close to a level of intensity of, hey, we're trying to prove something. Two top teams in the NFC and NFL going toe-to-toe. And the Packers, though they still had issues with the offensive line, were able to be in that game and still had an opportunity to try to win the game. I mean, a field goal or tie the game up. So that's why my level of confidence that they can go toe-to-toe with every single team, despite all the terribleness of the offensive line.
Agreed, but that's a scary way.
No, it is
to that, have to win multiple games.
It
in
is,
the
but that's why right now we're apprehensive to say, oh, this team can compete for a championship because they haven't been able to put it fully together, right? And so, but
when you talked about the yo-yo earlier, Kyle, it made me think about, oh gosh, this is the nerd in me. You know how like in Avengers, like Thanos wants balance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It almost feels like they need that. They need a snap of the finger to get more balance on offense and defense. Because if it is the offense, then it's not the defense. And if it's the defense, it's not the
Thanos
offense.
Snapped his finger, and half of us around here disappear. So
I don't know about that.
balance. All I'm saying is that you better balance and consistency.
Balance, Kyle.
Right. Balance.
We need balance. To who you think? If he snapped his fingers, who gone? Probably East.
Strofe and I.
Strofe and you too. Yeah.
It's us. Yeah.
Well, maybe they got to keep one of. Well, you know what? Brad balances me out. Brad for sure will be here.
Yeah, Brad's for sure the safest.
<He's> safe.
And between the three of us, it's a coin flip.
Victory Monday is brought to you by National Liquor Mart on 16th and National in Milwaukee. Stock up on best beer, liquor, seltzer, and spirit deals in town. Open 9 to 9 daily. Your game day headquarters all season long. The Bears are in first place, but I still think they're frauds.
Caleb Williams sucks.
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha!
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha!
They're not winning the North. But do you believe the Packers will next?
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He's soft, as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
There's nothing better than a transformation. And I just experienced one. Lifetime Home Services gave Baby Will's closet an absolute transformation. What was a blank slate and a dull closet turned into a magnificent, beautiful sight that's going to keep things organized for Baby Will for years to come. Which is one of the many things that Lifetime Home Services can do. Their menu of what they can do for you and your home, it's unbelievable. I mean, you might be thinking, man, I've got this project I want to do. For us, it was closets. Thinking, I wonder if Lifetime Home Services can do that. Give them a call. Go online to their website. The short answer is, yes, they can do it. Because for us, it was custom closets. But it could be full home renovation. So it's that bathroom. It's that kitchen. It's whatever it is. It's epoxy flooring. It's cabinetry. Cleaner air. Radon safety. HVAC. Whatever it is. Lifetime Home Services has a solution for you. Say goodbye to juggling all the contractors and just focus on the one that you need for that project that you've got on the inside of your home. Lifetime Home Services has been serving families for over 30 years, making homes safer and better looking, just like ours. Trusted solution, Lifetime Results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Ooh, it's going to be really fun down the stretch as the Packers are sitting in second in the NFC North. They're behind the fraudulent Bears at 7-3, and the Lions are 6-4. Right now, Vegas, Potawatomi Casino Hotels, Sportsbook, all have the Bears in third, and the odds to win the division are on plus 320. They have the Packers and Lions just about tied at like plus 135, 140. So if I asked you, Kyle Wallace, right now,
after
everything you've said today about not wanting to be able to trust this team because of how confusing they are, do they win the NFC North?
Yes. What are we asking? What's their record in NFC North right now?
What a no.
And who did they beat?
The Lions.
And the Lions, based off what you said, are
and
the
And based
favorite.
Off what you said last segment, week one don't count. Everyone's figuring themselves out.
No, 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 no. What I was saying is...
I'm pretty sure you said that.
What I
though.
Was saying was week one, the level... You know, you can't say it's a playoff-like type atmosphere week one when you're playing a team where you don't know what everybody is at that
so
point.
So you're saying you shouldn't put as much stock in that game.
Well, they're 1-0 in the division, which absolutely matters for the Green Bay Packers. And the team that's ahead of them in the NFC North is 1-2 in the division. And so I think the Green Bay Packers have a really good chance, and I have confidence in them. They have everything in front of them. They have five divisional games left. If they execute during these divisional games, guess what? They're winning the NFC North. So I feel very confident with the Green Bay Packers. The Vikings seem to be heading in the wrong direction. The Chicago Bears, we don't believe in. And, you know, you got a prime time, I guess Thanksgiving prime time game early in the morning against the Lions where you
I
have a
I think they were 0-for-5 on fourth down yesterday.
It
they
was
were.
Remarkable.
They were.
I mean, they should have been much more. And they even had a chance kind of still toward the end of the game where they were in it. But, man, this Thanksgiving game is going to be absolutely massive. I know
yeah,
we said
I'm
that
excited.
Last week.
Uh-oh, look ahead spot.
It's going to
no,
be.
No, no,
we're
no.
We're already naming
no.
Sunday the look ahead game.
No, hold we on. Can't. We cannot look ahead to the Vikings.
I'm just saying in this context of the NFC North, the Packers are up by a half a game. Now, we don't even need to talk about the Bears. The Bears are laughably, confidently today in first place, but their 7-3 record, to me...
I'm with you.
I'm not scared.
You put it on the record.
I'm
so
not
we're
scared.
Gonna
on
use,
the record.
That will be used against you on our sister station.
The record.
Wait, so if you're scared of the Bears?
I'm concerned about the Bears.
No, I just think it's too soon to count them out as they are looking down from the top right now. Oh. And obviously, there's so much divisional football left to be played for the Packers where... If they go 6-0 in the division, obviously they're going to win the division.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Well, and that's the thing.
After 1-5.
Given all of this with the Green Bay Packers, all their deficiencies and all their strengths, man, everything's right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally everything is right in front of them, and
Brad,
they can take the final.
Are you saying the Packers control their own destiny entering week 12?
It's saying today they control their own destiny.
They legitimately do. Though.
I mean, more than any other
well,
team
so
in this division.
Team.
No.
Not
like
very
this.
Different.
When you.
The Giants don't, but like
no,
every team that's in their divisional race
I
does.
But
a
when
team
you
over
have five games against your division, if you lost the other two, you're winning the division.
You are.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You are, because you're playing the Bears twice, and that makes up for the other two, and then you have a tiebreaker.
Yeah. And
so literally you do.
My one concern, it is just neck and neck with the Lions and the Packers. My concern is the Detroit schedule slightly easier down the, which is why I say if the Packers lose on Thanksgiving, they're not winning the division. I think the Lions' record is a little bit easier than the Green Bay Packers.
They do have to go to the Rams, though, worth pointing out.
That's the only game where I think the Lions might be able to stumble, but really, we're not to play the schedule game. They've got the Giants, the Packers, the Cowboys, the Rams, that's a tough one, the Steelers, who I think are fraudulent, the Vikings, and the Bears.
That's true.
That's a fairly easy schedule compared to the Packers one.
Now so I'm actually getting even more mad about the Lions this year. They were number one in the power rankings 2 weeks ago, and I swear to goodness, they have beaten nobody except the Buccaneers.
Oh, wow. Look at this. Man, sound like Kyle Wallace from last week. Now you sound like Kyle Wallace
again,
from last week.
Say something
the
of significance.
The crazy psychotic guy that y'all tried to make out to be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs wasn't that crazy. I was just 3 days ahead of my time. That's it.
3 days? I was thinking 2 weeks ago.
Well, nah, I'm just even on Friday. I told you all these teams are fraudulent.
You said on Friday. Okay, I'll see y'all in first
but the
place.
Teams, the I am living in La La Land. I am living in La La Land.
The damn Vikings couldn't. Damn, punt return, kickoff return, messed that up.
The teams that the Lions do beat, they throttle them.
Who cares?
Yeah, they do.
Who cares?
That shows that they've got a gear that the Packers
are still
trying to figure out if they have it. No, but the Lions did lose to the Packers week one.
So I can't, I'm not going to lie. I'm over. This is who they've been. They've always been the team that throttles teams
that are worse than
them.
Yeah.
When they hit the gear.
As you trick, so look at the way Dan Campbell calls an offense. Look at what he did. Oh, that's a man. That ain't no mouse. That's a man's man.
He is a man.
And the man's man scored 9 points.
And in this same show, Kyle Wallace says it all points back to one guy for the problems of the Green Bay
That's
Packers.
Right. Both of them.
Matt LaFleur.
Dan Campbell's probably the problem in Detroit this year, just like Matt LaFleur's the problem in Green Bay this year.
Goes back to the head coach,
it
right?
Does. Over 5 on fourth down, bro. At a certain point, you got to say,
I got to give the play calling off.
Goodness.
Yes, Stroh.
Kyle, I know you just pointed out mockingly that Detroit scored 9 points against Philadelphia last night, which is 2 more points than the Packers scored against Philadelphia.
I know that. I know that. Philly's good. I told y'all. Philly's good.
Their offense good?
No,
which is crazy.
They're just going to win. They're just going to find a way to win. That's what they do. They just find ways to win.
They're beatable, though.
They are beatable.
They're beatable.
But they're tough as nails. Dude,
bring them back to Lambeau, baby. Come on.
No, the one thing about the Lions is that they have championship pedigree. They're tough as hell.
Championship pedigree? No, they don't.
The Eagles? Yes, they do.
You said the Lions.
You did
say
the Lions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not the Eagles.
I'm sorry. I
was like, I thought we were just in agreement.
I'm sorry.
We're on the same page.
No, bumps the Lions. The Eagles. That is the one thing about the Philadelphia Eagles that scares me the most out of any team in the NFC is simply because they have been there. Yes.
What about the Rams?
Listen, I don't believe in Seattle. Yesterday, a guy throws 4 interceptions, and that's the end result where it comes down to a field goal.
Yeah, but Matthew Stafford has been
unconscious. Who have the Rams beaten? The Seahawks. Who are the Seahawks beaten? Exactly. Nobody. How do Rams do when they play the Eagles? They lost. So that's why everybody's losing to the Eagles.
You started the seat, but you started
the Rams
the show,
beat the Colts.
The Colts ain't for real. You're doing the thing.
In the last 3 weeks, they've beaten, since their bye week, they've beaten New Orleans, San Francisco, and Seattle. San Francisco.
Wow. Let me tell you.
They've got Tampa Bay coming up next week. They've got Detroit on December 14th.
Are they in Tampa Bay or are they taking them in LA?
They have them in L.A.
Oh, man. Man, that's
Sunday Night Football next
week.
They're second in points defense and sixth in offense.
They're good. No, they're good. But I'm still taking the Eagles and the Packers over them.
You're taking the Packers over the Rams? Now that's too far.
Matthew Stafford has thrown 6 more touchdowns than anybody else in the league.
Cool. Good for him. His old ass. I hope they stay. They better be in L.A. I've seen him in a cold with that 2 years ago.
That's a good point.
He was an icicle.
They hit the 1 seed.
Kyle, he's thrown 27 touchdowns to 2 interceptions this year.
Put his ass in the cold in December, or excuse me,
he
January.
He played Detroit his entire career.
No.
At the doors.
Oh, yeah, fair point.
I was about to say, what are we talking about? Ford Field?
Still played at Chicago.
Last time I saw him in a playoff game,
I'm not
going to
lie,
freezing.
This NFL has made this Packers season even more confusing.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's adding to the confusion about the inconsistency of the team we watch every Sunday.
I am living in La La Land. It's a great land to live
Wait,
in.
Wait, what's the other line that Kyle has in there?
Oh, he said the Packers weren't going to make the playoffs. What did he say?
What did you
the
say?
The Packers have no chance of going to the Super Bowl.
That one's my favorite.
You said it.
Have no chance of going to the Super Bowl. I mean,
you said it.
Honestly,
the way it sounds so definitive.
Honestly, that one may be accurate 5-6 weeks from now.
Hold on, can I just come clean on that one?
What did you do?
Oh, I took it completely out of context.
I know. Yeah, we all knew that.
That's so funny.
I was just trying to make sure the audience didn't know that. No. I knew it was out of context.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I
completely. That's what makes it hilarious.
The full sentence there is you say, Ben, are you telling me right now the Packers aren't good enough to come to the Super Bowl? And I just cut out the rest.
I didn't know it was that bad.
So good.
I didn't know it was that bad. Now that is egregious. Packers have no chance of going to the Super Bowl.
Ben, you're telling me the Packers have no chance of going to the Super Bowl.
Boy, man, that is crazy.
And then crazy. Brad didn't realize you could have done this 20 years ago.
Amazing. Oh, yeah, 2025. What a world. Time to be alive.
I'm using an audio editor like audio 2013.
They just came out with this.
Yeah.
New technology.
Hey, you heard of
Brad.
Adobe Audition?
Is that AI? Victory Monday is brought to you by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza, with delicious brands like Palermo's Connie's Urban Pie and Screamin' Sicilian. Palermo's has your game day covered. Find Palermo's in your local grocer's freezer. I don't know what just happened, but I'm just as confused about the NFL as I am the Green Bay Packers, and I think that's a fair statement. Wheel of Strofe next.
I am confusing too. Living in La La Land.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
He's a
good guy.
I couldn't believe y'all lost to TCU.
Yeah, you and me both.
Rough. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Stay off the injury report of life. And if you've got pain, your knees, hips, your shoulders, or your back, then you got to go to QC Kinetics. My friends at QC Kinetics are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. That's right. I've been to the Greenfield location, also the Mech 1 location. It's unbelievable to see what they have as tools in their toolkit to get you to have your life back again. No surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body remembering how it feels to be alive once again. With their cellular treatments, they're going to give you the ability to reduce inflammation, relieve pain at its source, and repair and restore that damaged tissue. Don't wait any longer. Your life where you can live pain-free and enjoy the things you used to do is just waiting for you on the other side of your free consultation with absolutely no level of obligation, but just a free consultation to get diagnosed and put on your personal path to a pain-free life with QC Kinetics. Don't wait any longer. Now is the time to regain your life. Give them a call today. QC Kinetics at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Let's go to the Carbless Talking Text Line. I'm Kyle Bruston-Ortman, 800-990-3776. Mark in Sheboygan. Mark, you're up.
Yeah, hi. All right, thanks. Yeah, I'm a first-time caller, actually. I usually don't get on the phone that much. But anyhow, I see the Packers finishing at 8-8-1. I see them beating Vikings, Navy, and the Bears once. Because the rest of these teams they got down the road are all good teams. And if they score under 20 points a game, their defense ain't bad. But if they score like they've been scoring lately, they are not going to beat these better teams. They are not going to beat the Broncos. They won't beat the Ravens, I don't think. I don't think they're going to beat the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Mark, I have a question.
I'm saying no on that one. That's an NO.
He's
already giving you an NO.
They lost their star player.
Yeah, Mark, I disagree with you, Mark, but I do have to ask you. Are you doing a fake voice?
Am I what?
Are you doing a fake voice, or is that you're just doing a Wisconsin accent?
I don't know.
Mark.
I'm actually tired. My throat's a little choppy once in a while, but I'm trying to do the best I can here.
Mark, I'm gonna say this: if that is how you really talk, man, you are a true Wisconsinite, and I love it.
True Wisconsinite.
Oh my gosh,
I love it.
If Mark wouldn't put it, that was
where's Mark
he's
from?
Acting,
Sheboygan.
Right?
Sheboygan.
No, that's Mark.
That was Mark.
That is
I talked to Mark on the break.
No, no, no.
I talked to Mark on the break.
Mark didn't sound like that.
I told Strofe that he
sounded like what? What are you saying?
He sounded like he was purely from
Wisconsin.
So
I'm saying he was giving you like a little, I'll tell you what, bud. The Green Bay
these teams
Packers,
there. There, I don't know.
There's zero chance. I can't even do it. It's so
8-1.
I love Mark's voice.
I loved it too, but I didn't think it was so damn good that
it
sounded
so
fake.
Good. It was like
it was hard to like listen.
Kyle,
to
you've
the
lived
points
here your whole life
because
I'm from the city.
The voice was so like I'm
it was
locked
like,
in.
It was like an impersonator was trying to do a Wisconsin accent.
Yes, that's why.
Like Caliendo was like I'm gonna be somebody from Sheboygan.
You know,
so good.
You think Mark was at bow hunting last week?
Mark,
you got bow hunting. Are you still there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm listening. I'm hanging on. I wasn't even sure if I was on the other end anymore. I thought you guys were just joking about me. No, I'm not a bow hunter or deer hunter. Okay. Never got into that. It's my thing.
What are your hobbies?
You know, it's just the way it
is. Hey, what do you do, Mark?
I used to like to shoot pool and that. I like to go for walks. You know, I'm retired. I still work part-time as a greeter at the Meyer store here in Sheboygan.
Oh, wow.
But you know, I'm 69 years old now, and I've watched the Packers pretty much all my life since I was a little kid. And, you know, they've had some really good teams. And, you know, Rodgers and Favre, they had Rodgers and Favre, they really had some good years. I don't think Love's ever going to be the quarterback that them two guys were in his career. But it's still young. He's only been there 3 years.
You're the best,
so.
Mark.
Mark, I need you every Monday. I need you to call in, regardless of what the results are. Because we got to break down how you feel about the Packers. Because I think the Packers are going to win more than 8 games. But I want to hear your reaction every week.
So good.
Yeah. Don't you guys? I could do that. I'll try and get in. If you guys take my call, I'll call.
We'll always take your call, Mark. You will jump to the top of the list. That was so
John,
great.
John in Milwaukee, you're up.
Unbelievable.
And wherever you are.
Hey, this is Dan in Sheboygan, and I don't think Mark is from Sheboygan.
All right.
Is that KBN Nation on KBN Nation Crime?
Yeah,
right now?
I love Mark. Like, that is amazing. Those
He's got to be from near the
Jordan
Upper
Peninsula.
Jordan
Love's not going to be what Dem
well,
two
we just had John in Milwaukee impersonating Dan in Sheboygan. That's
Do you
what that
think
just was.
Dan in wait.
That was John in Milwaukee impersonating Dan in Sheboygan.
Okay, yeah. Do you think Dan in Sheboygan is from Sheboygan? Or do you think he's from further north?
Are you referring to Mark or Dan?
We just talked to two Sheboygans.
Wait. The first caller was Mark, right?
Yeah, that's Mark in Sheboygan. We have a different caller named Dan
in
Sheboygan.
Now I'm getting confused. Mark, our initial caller, he has to be from like the northernmost part of the state.
I don't
has
know there. He might be, you know, it depends. Maybe his mom and his dad were from up north, but
he
they moved to Sheboygan.
He could just be from like the sticks near Sheboygan, like St. Nazian's or.
He just wanted,
that's more
he
just wanted to go full Wisconsin on
you
us.
Know,
and know
St.
The nooks and crannies of Wisconsin.
Have you been to St. Nazian's?
No.
I've never even heard of that.
I've been to Howard's Grove.
Okay.
St. Nazian.
That's Sheboygan-esque.
Yeah, this is
Dylan,
right
welcome
north
into
Sheboygan.
The show. He just turned on Victory Monday, and he gets 8-8-1 from Mark. I mean, Mark. Yes, a lot of you did enjoy Mark, and we enjoy him, too. He's still on hold. You can get off the hold, Mark. I just want to let you know.
Call
we want
back
you to
next
call
week, Mark.
Back
yeah, I can't wait to talk to Mark next week.
Is this Wheel of Strofe time?
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe!
Okay there, bud. Time now for the Wheel of Strofe here on KBN. And I'm going to throw a quick curveball at you here as we celebrate another day and another buckaroonie, bud. All right, no wheel today for me here because I caught wind of something that happened over the weekend with one of you clowns. Any guesses who I'm talking about?
Caught wind, Ben Bruss.
Benjamin Bruss.
Wind. Oh, that's strong.
See what I did there? Yeah. That was southern. See what I did there?
You can be Alex Strofe.
Okay, great.
That was great, though.
You farting on planes?
I asked a question. I said, like, you can fart on planes. I mean, I was farting on the plane.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't do that.
Did you try to hold it?
Also, you and farts recently.
Right. You could have pooped yourself on a plane. That would you like the man I sat next to, going to Portugal.
With diapers on.
Yeah, with the pins. Oh, my gosh. That was so bad.
Yeah, I was just like, Everyone was old on the plane. My wife was asleep next to me. What does that mean?
Old
they can't
people.
Smell, probably. I don't know.
When people are sleeping? That's ageist discrimination.
Yeah,
old people can smell.
Know. Like, I was in the corner of the window seat, like, just kept in a confined area.
Were you trying to exercise?
My
restraint?
Tummy hurt, and I just needed to let a little gas loose.
Why don't you go to the bathroom?
Fair or foul? I didn't have to go to the bathroom.
No. You could have went to the bathroom to fart.
I was in. My wife was sleeping, or like her head was on the tray table. What am I supposed to do? Wake her up every 5 minutes because I had to fart every like 2 minutes.
I'm shocked you didn't wake her up from them gases.
I think if you were trying to restrain yourself, it's okay. But if you were just like letting it rip, you're outside, that's just
he was tooting like a damn tuba on that damn plane.
Mm. So that's IPT in poor taste. Well, I know it's IPT, but like you farted on a plane.
I try to hold it in.
You farted on a plane. We all have. What's the big deal?
You were liberal.
Wait, hold on. Why are you throwing me under the bus like that?
Because everyone just admitted to it. Because everyone.
Hold in my toots when
we
doing
like
the show.
It feels like
you
were trying to fart on the plane.
He was.
My tummy hurt.
Why did your tummy hurt so much?
I had 3 mini cheeseburgers at
White Castle or what?
No, this country club was. Whew, they were so good, so good. Mini like late night snack, mini cheeseburgers. Go to bed, wake up, go to the airport, and just had to let it out. And now I'm going to tell you about Mandy's team, Ekremal and Associates. They have more class than me, I can tell you that much, and they will take care of you with their insurance needs. I've met with Mandy. I held in all my farts. It's for that professional Ben right there. And they're professional. They specialize in coverage that's tailored exactly to you. Clients aren't just policies. And I can tell you when I sat with Mandy and I asked her about all my questions about being a new homeowner, what I need to add on to my insurance. With all the flooding that happened, I was like, I don't want to get caught in that situation. She walked me through all of the steps. And it's American Family Insurance back service, and they've been doing it for 30 years. So if you're looking for someone who has your best interest without call centers all the way out, God knows where, that don't know you, Mandy's team is amazing. That's Grimal & Associates. So contact Team Grimal at teamgrimal.com. That's Team GRAMOLL.com. Brian Bulaga, next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
DKB. They get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Famous friends you probably
never heard of. Joining us before the Homer Hour is Brian Bulaga. Brian, what's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing well. I got the whole Kyle Brustin-Ortman crew with Strofe running the show. Your biggest takeaway, other than finding the victory column, was what yesterday?
I mean, my biggest takeaway was it looks like Christian Watson wants to emerge and kind of start to take hold of this, like, you know, this kind of lost production that Tucker Kraft kind of left one from his injury, right? I mean, I think that's what it kind of looks to me, is that he's going to be the guy that kind of emerges from it, right? Very happy for him coming back from his ACL and how he's slowly, kind of coming to form, right? I mean, he's played well pretty much since he's come back from game one and until now. I mean, he played really well yesterday and a lot of big catches, big plays. Obviously, always a red zone threat with how big and strong he is in the end zone. He's a jump ball threat all the time. But he's looking to show that he's going to be the go-to guy, right? Like, I mean, I think he's showing that he wants to be that. Obviously, he got that one-year extension to the – whether you want to call prove it or not, whatever you want to call that, $14.5 million or whatever that contract is. But someone's got to take that role, and I think having him be that guy, I would be very happy if it were him. But for me, that's what I take away from that, because we need a guy to take that production. It needs to happen.
Brian, we went through a list of things that are plaguing the Packers, and we kind of looked at him and said, this is fixable or this is not fixable. Now, I said that the interior offensive line is not fixable, but I defer to you. You are the offensive line expert. Am I wrong? Is the interior offensive line, knowing everything you know now, is it fixable to have it be quality the rest of the season?
Well, fixable as in, like, is it serviceable? Can we win with, like, I mean, I guess that's the question.
To make a deep playoff run.
To make a deep playoff run? I mean, yeah, I think they can make a deep playoff run with it. I think there's certainly ways to help those guys and to manage it, right? Like, I think there's ways you can scheme and you can protect them and do certain things to help the interior out. Now, you can't protect them all the time. They're going to have to be left alone at times, one-on-one by themselves, and that could be the point where some of them may be exposed from time to time, right? And that's going to happen, and they're going to have to bow up and play well and do their jobs. But I think that they can make a playoff run with those guys. Do I think that you can sit here and be like, yes, they are a Super Bowl caliber offensive line as they sit right now? Like, no, I don't think you could say that at this moment in time. Like, that, there's a lot of growth that needs to happen in that interior three. And obviously the run game is one of them, and shoring up pass protection is another. But there's another, you know, new formula now with Sean Ryan in there. They got to get used to each other, and that's a whole another dynamic that needs to happen.
How'd he look?
Who, Sean?
Yeah.
I thought he did fine. And it's hard to judge off of one game. I kind of always say that it's hard to judge off of one game, but I thought he was physical in the run game. I thought that was one thing that he definitely did do. And in the pass game, I thought he was okay, right? I mean, the Giants do a lot of four down fronts, right? So the center helps a lot. But I thought he did okay. And there wasn't any glaring, like, really obvious, like, oh my gosh, like, look at that. At least to me, there wasn't, right? Like, there wasn't anything too, like, stand out to me. Now, I'll go back and watch it another time and double check and cross my T's and dot my I's on it. But I thought he did okay for his first time out there. And that's a talented defensive line. But he's going to – I mean, everyone's going to have to get better up front in that interior, right, for them to go where they want to go. And honestly, like, it's going to have to get better in the run game no matter what you say. Right, like, no matter what you say, and I get Jacobs is now a little banged up, and that's another factor to this whole thing now, too. It's a different running back style, and with a different running back style, there's probably going to be a little bit of a change in the play calling with what runs they're going to do. It's probably going to be a little bit more zone compared to duo and what the back they have back there likes to do. So, like, that's going to change for this offensive line as well. So, there's variables that continue to happen for these guys up front that I'm not making excuses for them, because that's not the right thing to do for offensive linemen. Like, we don't like that. But there is change that's happening that you have to account for, right? And that is the one thing that, while I don't like to make excuses, that you have to look at and factor into this whole thing.
Brian Bulaga joining us here before the Homer Hour. It's Kyle, Brustin, Nortman, and Brian. Everyone's been discussing how there's no real juggernaut in the NFC. Everyone's sort of, you know, in this muck.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you excited about the opportunity, or does it kind of bring to light, as we've been talking a little bit, like, a missed opportunity from a window of opportunity standpoint?
Yeah, it kind of makes me a little disappointed in a missed opportunity standpoint, because, like, Green Bay could be clear right now, very clear this pack, right? Like, they could be ahead of Philly and sitting really pretty as a one seed right now, like, really clear of everybody. If they take care of business in some of these games, and I know that's, like, Captain Hindsight, right? Like, I understand that and looking back on things, but you look at some of the games that they lost, and it's just, like, it's frustrating, right? And I'm sure they feel the same exact way, but now they're going to have to battle to get, you know, to win this division, right? I mean, Detroit stumbled a little bit, and the Bears are now surging and continue to win games. And these next few games, it's all division opponents, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, this is a big stretch of games for them to really pull away with this division and cement themselves as a top four seed. So this is an important stretch for them. So
do you think they do it?
I think they certainly can, yeah. I think they certainly can.
Do you think they do it?
I got to see how the health of the team is. That's my honest opinion. I got to see how Jacobs is and just the health of this team overall. Like, how's Golden? How's Jordan Love week to week with that shoulder? Like, there's certain things that I certainly have to factor in before you just say they're going to win out in all their division games.
Fair enough, Brian. We'll be listening to you in the Homer Hour coming up next in 2 minutes. We'll talk to you soon.